Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right and beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971.
Pretty good rain, but you know, it's so dry, it don't last very long. Then we got a little sprinkle yesterday evening, but it don't look much like it this morning.
When did you get a good rain? We hadn't had any. At all.
See, was it Friday? Thursday or Friday? I don't know.
Oh.
The rain come from back over that way, kind of the northeast, like. I believe it's Thursday. I believe it was. Yes.
Wow, what did you lucky fit?
Yes, sir. Yes, and we got a good shower then, but you know, it was so dry, it don't last very long. A day or two would be dry again.
You just have to have it more than a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, but we haven't had even a sprinkle.
No, ma'am. Well, that's it.
Oh.
Well, we got a little light sprinkle yesterday evening, but just a little bit, you know, that wasn't very much.
But it sure must have rained somewhere yesterday.
Yes, I think it did. Back on the Gainesville side now, but the clouds hung back over that side, you know, yesterday evening late. And we got a little sprinkle out of it, just a little bit, not very much.
Why, Coleman, it thundered and lightened?
Yes, ma'am.
Little wind has come up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's a hot, how you stand to pick those teeth?
Well, you know, I'm used to it, and it don't worry me so bad while I'm out there, you know, while I'm stirring out there. I get along pretty good. But Annie, she can't do so much as, you know, one day, we was picking some one day, and she's thinking, and I didn't know she was getting too hot, and she like got too hot to go to the house. I had to stop her. She can't stand much of it now, the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I can stand it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you been selling any?
No, ma'am. I just planted some, you know, just to have some there, give neighbors some and eat some sale. And we save some for dry seeds, the seed, you know. Now you can say when they're dry, the seed is just as good as them seeds you buy out of the store.
And don't cost anything.
No, ma'am. Don't cost anything. Because we have plenty of them there anyhow, wasted, you know, and we can save our own seeds.
Well, you have your peepat.
Right down the house, you know. I got a cow in one part of the place. They ain't got too much that to plant, but with peas and potatoes, I just change it about from one place to another, you know. Where I had potatoes last year, I put peas, a row to a watermelon that this year, and potatoes somewhere else, and just change from one place to the other. It'll make them all over the field, but the cows are in the other parts, you know.
Well, I tell you, if you don't get us some rain,
yes,
we're not going to have any hay.
No. I was thinking it was going to be kind of rough on the hay this time if it don't rain.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man alive. Well, God, look who's here.
Yes, well,
hello there. How are you doing, sir?
Just coming.
Yes, sir?
Oh, glad to get it.
Can you see what he brought us there?
You mean a box of beans?
Peas.
Peas, yeah.
And okra.
He brought us a little air, too. Nice?
Little cool air.
Yeah.
I got some more.
Ma'am.
More
no, ma'am. That'd be a plenty. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad to see you.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to see you, too. I hadn't seen y'all in quite a while. I don't believe not since he's over here, I don't think.
I say I got to work here. They come in with both barrels, and I don't want anything over on my side.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
man. I was by your place, and I wanted to come up there, and I had a car full of people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've been trying to catch up with you.
Yes.
And you know, it's the hardest thing in the world sometimes,
isn't
it?
Yes, it is. It sure is. That's the truth. Well, I was looking to catch y'all at home today. I told Larry I'd come up here and bring the little package. And if he wasn't there, I had to put the name on a little piece of pasteboard in the card in the truck, and I was just going to put it there so you know who brought them here. And set them at the door. I was going to leave them here anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now, what you got over there now?
I've got a few little potatoes and just some little peas. You know, right around the house there. That's things like that.
Yeah.
And I had a few rolls of watermelon. Don't look like watermelon gonna do too much this time. It's so dry. Watermelon, you know, some of them are just about to die.
Even dying.
Yes, sir. Well, we got a rain. I believe it was Thursday evening. We got a good shower of rain one evening. I think it's Thursday, I think. And we got two or three little sprinkles. We got a little light sprinkle yesterday evening. It wasn't too much. It didn't look like it this morning. I plowed some, and the land was pretty dry this morning.
They got it all around yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I thought sure we would get a good one. You know, back in the north, it was a heavy cloud yesterday evening late, and I just thought we were going to get a good rain out of that cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else got it, I guess, but we didn't get it.
Oh, it was coming this way, it looks like, for a while.
Yes, sir. Yes, I just said, sure, we were going to get it. I had to went in the house and prepared for it. But you just got a little sprinkle of it.
Well, now, what do you do about your watermelons? Just plant them over again?
No, sir. They didn't exactly die, but you know, they was look like it was just about die. And that rain come last week, that live them up some. Well, they got some small watermelons on them. Well, I don't think they're going to do too well this
That's
year.
Right. Well, the watermelon, they'll grow to frost.
Yes, sir. They'll come out after get a good season. They come out and grow and put on a crop. No way, just got some for home use. It won't make no difference about them being late.
Yeah.
But these people have got them down here to ship. Don't look like to me they're doing too much with them.
I hadn't seen them. I hate
well,
them.
Well, I think it's fair done. They've been cutting some, you know, a little bit of watermelons. And his wife told me Saturday evening he just about had to cut out all the ripe ones, but, you know, in the field. I think he got to wait on some more now. Must be making two crops of them, you know. I said, well, they ain't getting much rain, but his watermelon had on a lot of little watermelon, but it's small. It's all going to be small. And Mr. Wood's son over there, he got them planted over there. They're right down in the field, you know, at him. That field where his son Billy, he got them.
Is that who that belongs to?
Yes, that's who got that. And I don't think he. Well, he might make some. I won't say it. Don't look like me. He's going to do very much.
Yeah.
Those watermelons don't show up too much.
Yeah.
Yes, I do got that to you right across from the house, you know, right across the road.
Well, you remember it last year, wasn't it? The year before last, the melons were naughty.
Yes, sir. You were.
The price was so high.
Yes.
They made more. And they did when there's good melons.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Everything they picked was, they didn't have any cores, did they?
No. They all did.
That's one time they sold the cores.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what the price, I never heard him say nothing about the price of them this time, but.
Well, those little ones down at the store were three for a dollar. That's not going to get you very rich.
No, three for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, now, if you wanted to, you could just put in a crop of melons right now, just for your own use.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. Because I have planted, lots of time, though, in June. I had never planted them, later in June.
Yeah.
And they made good melons, you know, just planted for home use.
And
Yes, yes, sir. If it get a rain, you know, them vines, they would put on a new growth, you know, and start, might they start all over again.
Yeah.
If the dry weather cut them off like that, they'll grow out. I see them grow out and make good melon.
You know, I'm trying to keep that odor out of here so I can work.
Yes, sir, right.
But it's coming right in, you see.
Okay.
That smelly stuff. Do you get that stuff up there where you are? That smelly spray stuff?
No, they sprayed up. Where's this here from Gainesville?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you spray in the house?
Yeah.
Well, I never had tried to get them.
Yeah.
Spray for them.
Moths and roaches too.
Yes, sir.
Everything, yeah.
We just get carried off, but we don't like the smell.
You see, they've got the old piano up front.
Yes.
And one time the moths got in it just by running. And so she's had to have them come out here every night then.
That's right.
I think if we did it just once a year and then did it ourselves, we might.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes. Well, I guess when you spray it, it just cleans up everything. Now, you spray under the house. How you have handled it out there? Just spray around there, you have.
That's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it'll kill him on the inside?
No, he sprays inside too.
Oh, in the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sprays all around there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, when they spray, then they guarantee not to have them.
Yes, sir.
But if they're right, you have to smell the stuff, and we don't like that.
No.
Oh, it don't matter, you know, except nine in. Let me tell you, these fellas that come out here, we have been wanting to put in some sweet potatoes.
Yes.
And I keep telling them, oh yeah, we'll go up there and see Coleman and see if he can sort of supervise it for us down here.
Yes.
I got a nice little acre down here where I could just put a strand of barb over there and have it. And you know what?
Yes.
I kept thinking, you see, it would rain.
Yes.
And everything would be all right.
Yes.
But instead of that, it gets drier and drier.
Get dry. Well, it might probably start raining. Now it'll be time, July would be time enough for the sweet potatoes. Anyway, you put them on July and it'll be all right.
It will?
Yes. Of course, the latter part of July, if you put them out then, they have lots of small ones. You don't like, they don't have time to grow, to feel good,
yeah.
It's larger. But July is all right. We always thought June and July was time to set out vines, you know, but if you could have the draws earlier, we'll set them out to try to make vines out of them, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
What they had in mind was getting a hold of you in time where you could put out enough of those draws where they could get some vines.
That's
from
right. Yes, sir.
And you see what they've done.
Yes, sir. That's right.
The boy put out that little garden out there and it's about burned up.
Yes, sir. Well, what did he plant there in the garden?
Just a little bit of everything. Just
yes,
piddling, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that clay land, when it get dry, it's pretty bad then.
Yeah.
Do it hold moisture pretty good?
It holds moisture pretty good. You see how the grass is.
Well, I had no notice today. So I see how it was before. You know. I had never noticed.
Yeah, but now we cut that field over there for hay, but it wasn't any good. It's so dry.
Yes.
But it had grown out sort of halfway. We just cut it off and in order to get ready for the rains if they come.
That's right.
I put 400 pounds of fertilizer on that and then put the ammonium nitrate on it.
You did.
So it was ready to go.
Yes, sir.
But never got any rain.
No, that's right.
Not enough.
No.
So I've been trying to get ready for a little, for the winter, you know, get a little hay ahead.
Good hay, yes, sir.
That Emma's going to wallow.
I guess so. I think she'll need a little too, because the way things look, I don't like I want to make anything around that for her to eat.
No. Well, now this time you can just, when we make it, you can just bring your truck over here and load it up.
Yes, sir.
Out there and get it fresh and pick out what you want.
I hope you'll be lucky enough to make some, because but maybe if the rain will come time enough for that, it might. I don't know. But hey, but it got to be pretty soon, though, ain't it? So.
It sure makes you feel better getting in the winter with something in your barn, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Also, this having a lot of livestock and nothing to feed them, that's bad.
It is. Yes, sir. You know, these fellows, they got the hay price up pretty good now around here. They want a pretty good price for it. And I reckon if you don't get no rain to make a good crop of hay, it'll be worse next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Suzanne and them, they come out here every now and then, and they ask about Miss Annie, you know.
Yes,
she's
sir.
The one that they're interested
That's
in.
That's right, sir.
And I don't know, it's been a bad spring.
Yes, sir.
Or summer, whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
Seems like we haven't accomplished anything.
No. Yes, it has been pretty bad. And I, you know, people trying to farm, I guess it's pretty rough on them, you know. So I don't think anybody farming you for making any money out of the crop, they don't look like it's me. Prospect don't look so good to that.
My old car's broke down, too.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
That's hard on me.
Yes, sir.
And I had to work on the old tractors. How's your truck doing?
They're doing very well. Yes, well, I guess it better not break down, because it would do. I can't do no walking and how it broke down.
It's got to run.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have nothing to depend on then but him.
Well, now, if your truck just don't break down, and you can drive it down to over to Buster's or down here somewhere to get somebody to work on it, that's one thing.
Yes, sir. That's right. These last few times I've been going over here to Grove Park, I guess it's a man over there by name of, I don't know, Pond over there at Grove Park. I don't know if you're any kin to the man what used to buy the Ducos here to sit here or not, but it might be. Anyhow, he runs a junk place over there, and he's a pretty good. I went down here on the Orange Lake to that junk place and time was around there, I quit and went over here. I like to go over here to Grove Park best, you know. Sometimes you have old. That's something nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yes. We go get rain before it's done. It'll be so much rain after a while, you'll be wanting it to stop.
Yeah.
And he got have a lot of old cars on there, so he needs. Sometimes you can take a piece off of them cars if you happen to need, and he has lots of. And then he still buys, because I've been out there, he's working on mine. He bought one from somebody and he brought it in, you know, he took parts off of them.
Yeah.
And fixed the car. So. And getting new parts too far. I like his work all right. He put, when I went to the inspection station last August, because August was time here to go again, he the one fixed the truck up, put brakes on it and everything, and I didn't have no trouble, didn't have nothing done. That's the only time I ever went to that place and didn't have to have some work done. All the rest of the time I'd go there. Why, somehow I'd have, you know, they got a little go-ride and got 12 in that place. Over here, where I went is over here, outside the house on the end of Larkin. And the little go-ride there. Look at me, them people stand there with one another. You go to the inspection man, Right, you find something, then you got to go right close there, or even go somewhere else, and that's the closest place, and you really go close to that. And I think fix it so that man can make some money over that garage door. But last time I went, I didn't have no trouble. I just read that on school and didn't have a bit of trouble. That's the only time I ever went there. I believe that's the third time I went there, I think, since I started.
Well, you know, I done that this time. I went clear over to Trenton.
You did?
Yeah. And the man put me right straight through.
Yes, sir. Didn't have no trouble.
No, sir. But over here, they always.
Yes, sir.
Every time I've been there, they've caught me trouble.
Look like to me, they looked out for one another.
Now, I don't mind. And this man, there's just one man there.
Yes, sir.
He run a garage.
Yes, sir.
So if he found something wrong, he could fix it himself.
Fix it himself. He'd get all the money, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's all right with me.
Yes, sir.
Just so he fixed it.
Fixed it, that's right.
But over here, out there at Gainesville,
yes, sir.
You just couldn't please him.
No, sir.
That was too much for me. I don't think I'll ever go back there.
A fellow told me to make it over there. He was Saturday. Saturday it was. Said he said his and the Gainesville last week sometime. And he got to get a new tire. I think he bought it Saturday and got to tear it again this week. Said he told him he needed he had to have a tire for it to let go.
Yeah.
It's lots of them. It looks like they'll make you do something now. If they buy a tire or something, be wrong.
Yeah, they want some tread on them tires.
Yes, sir. Where they got it now, you can't wear our tires like we used to. You used to run tires as long as it would go, you know.
Yeah.
But can't do it now.
Yeah.
Unless you just bring it back and change it after you go through inspection.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
You know, up here, up this town, where they got these places, a lot of cars, they just keep a good set of tires there.
For the sale.
For the inspection.
Yes, sir. They intend to get your money all right now. Just too bad they have the best part of it too. Well, I guess I better go on. I got to go by the store and stop there a minute or two for the rain. I better go get back home before the rain starts.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't take your time and I let it rain on you, it might not rain.
Well,
don't do anything that would stop it.
No, I won't.
It acted like this yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, we'll get it. I guess June. I guess if you don't get it June and July, I don't think none of us will make nothing.
Ain't gonna be anything left,
really. No, it's
a door. You know, I asked him, you know, was he selling any of these seeds? And he said, no, he liked to grow things just to take his friends.
Yeah.
And that's one of the nicest things, isn't it?
Yes, I've always wanted to have something.
Yes. Well, you know, they say they don't look much like green beans. It's been so dry. The peas made all right, the fruit's dry well. But it's been so dry, you know, after you pick them. Now, we picked them yesterday evening. And as the cloud was making up, I said, I tried to get them picked off. I told that, I started to close here yesterday evening. I said, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. And before the rain, I didn't want them to get wet in the field. And the day, I just put them in that little box. And the day, it looked like some of them was trying to turn the color, turn yellow, you know.
Yeah.
I guess from the hot weather, and it's so dry, I guess. And it's just in that little box there. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because I picked out a few of them yellow looking ones before I left the house there. I told that lots of people don't like them, but you know, the yellow ones, the full ripe ones like that.
Yeah. Well, now, what can you do when it starts raining now? Can you put in something else?
Well, I guess like peas, if you land not too wet. I put in, we'll say, if have vines, you can put in sweet potatoes up in July, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't plant sweet potatoes if I was going to dig them. Not here, no later than in July. Well, them we plant last of July, they'll have lots of small ones, but you know, some big, bigger feet, but it won't make good large ones like the other kind.
Did you put some squash and eggplants and things like that out?
Oh, yes, we can put it out. And you can do it in August, you know.
Yeah.
Last August.
Yeah, you can put some out later.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about greens?
Yes, then. Yes.
So all you need is a little rain and then a little, if you had a little help, that would be good, wouldn't it?
It'd help out right good to you, yes, sir.
Yeah.
But that,
let me tell you,
yes.
I've got these tractors here, but you see, just to run a tractor up there, right, tedious, especially carry your equipment.
Yes, sir.
And I was trying to get this fella to go in with me, and we get one of those little flat things. Flat tops.
Yes.
Where you just drive your tractor up on it and your hair or whatever you got and pull it wherever
yes.
you're going.
That's right.
And that'll tell you the time.
That's right.
I see that way. I could pull that stuff over there and you could do it yourself or get somebody to tractor it.
Yes. Sir.
And it goes a little bit faster than dust.
Yes,
especially in hot weather with
yes,
a mule, don't it?
Yes, sir. Mule is much better with a mule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that's the trouble. You see, I get tied up in this. You know, this sort of weather, you just don't get much done.
No, sir, you don't. Well, I tell you the truth about it. You get out there, you can't do too much. If you do, why you might cause a doctor bill.
Right.
Yeah. Get too hot, you know.
Yeah.
Be pretty hot out there sometimes, but I just stand it pretty good, you know. I've been used to it all my life, you know.
Yeah.
I get along fairly well out there. But I try to look out for myself, not to overdo the thing. You know?
Yeah. Now you have to do a right smart running around.
Yes, sir.
You can't stay there right on your place all the time, can you?
No, sir.
You got to run over McAnope or down to McIntyre.
Yes, sir. If anything to go for, I have to be one who would go.
Yeah. So you got to, even though you're not working, you still got a right smart run around to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have a plenty to do. You take right around the house there, you know. Everything put your hand on probably is be my job, you know, and when I get through with it, I'll be done a good year, and nothing show up of what I have done, but I'll be done a whole lot of the work there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, since the railroad cut out all that brush out there in front of your place, you haven't had any, that's helped you a lot, hasn't it?
Well, you know, they mowed that down, but they brought the tractor up there for the Elston, but they didn't mow it this time, this year.
Oh.
It was last year time they mowed it down good,
yeah.
And it done there's lots of help. But they what they done this year, the train come along there, they sprayed it with some kind of a spray, and it didn't. It got it so far. It killed the weeds dead so far, but you know they couldn't go come out as far as they could with the tractor and mow it down.
Yeah.
But the weeds is dead. Them weeds hadn't grown up then. Just about high as a man. Just about. Yeah.
Oh, they was already coming back.
Yes. They hadn't. Might they hadn't come back. You know, in 1 year they'll grow up 4 or 5 feet. They went over and some of them cut them down with section hands, cut them and they sprayed them and killed lots of them.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty raggedy out there, yes.
Yeah.
We don't have no train. I know that's a passing train. I guess you knew that. You know, they're taking it off. You have a little freight train coming along. During the night, it was late this morning. It was Rochelle after daylight this morning. But that first time I see a train in 2 months, I guess I'd hear it at night, and that's all.
And don't see it anymore.
No, sir.
Well, that's
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, I had been used to seeing trains every day there, you know, but don't see none now.
Oh.
Just the railroad out there, and that's all. I'm just back there, with just in that school with the railroad and
yeah.
the owls and the coons popping and things.
Let me tell you something. I saw Miss Guster the other day, Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a week or so.
Yes.
And she had just been over to Hawthorne to pay some bills.
Yes.
Telephone bill. What else? She'd pay a light bill down here, ready. Now, she went over there to pay her bill.
Yes.
And I got thinking about that afterwards. She got to go clear over to Hawthorne to pay her telephone bill.
Yes.
Now, that's a long ways, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir, it's a long ways.
Well, now, do you do the same thing?
Well, you know, I don't have a telephone.
Well, you got it.
Yeah.
She paid her gas bill, I guess, too.
Yes. Well, I guess, and now they used to get gas. I think they used to keep the gas at the house. They used to. You know, and they get it from, I don't know, who, I think they buy about 50 gallons. Used to would. And the old man was living at the time. And the Hawthorne man bring it out there. And I know that's where they used to get the gas.
Yeah.
But they get their mail. Their mail come out on the route. They get the mail Hawthorne. They call it Hawthorne out there. But see, they get the mail on the route. The route man come around and bring the mail. See if that road.
Yeah. You get yours out there too?
No, I get mine here and there.
Oh, you come down here?
Yes. But I could, I guess, get mine up here, which is mad, but I had changed to make a milky, you know, get food to make a milky.
Yeah.
But this young man who bring me mail, he don't come back in this way at all. He just come from Cross Creek side and going up by Pfeiffer and going back around Hawthorne.
Well, what do you had to pay your gas bill.
Well, I just buy it.
Anyway. Huh?
I pay that anywhere. Anywhere I just Macintosh, Gilson, anywhere.
Oh, you just get it?
Yes.
When
yes,
you get it,
yes,
you pay for it.
Yes. I just go to drive the truck there, you know. That's what my gas is. So,
as
the money be kind of low,
don't you cook with gas?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, that's right. You come over here. Williston.
Yeah.
That fellow you see come around through here with the little yellow truck, he's the one bringing it up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, do you pay him when he comes?
Yes, sir. I've been paying him all the time when he comes, except this last time he comes. Now, you know, he misconduct. We have two of them little tanks, cylinders, or whatever you call them. And this last time, we zoned the last one. I left word to make it over. For him to bring me one, and he was getting pretty light, the last one. You know, and he'd bring one, and he'd pick up one, you know, and I'd pay him for that. And this last time, he asked me, and he didn't like that way I did it. Put in two more, that would make four. And when he'd come, he'd be two he would have to pick up, you know, that's. And she didn't like that so well. I guess we'll try and see how it's going to work for me. So he set out then three of them things there. And I paid him for one then because I could have paid him for the other two. Now I still want for two of them. I'm going to leave way down there at the store for tell him to come up there tomorrow and get it. I'm going to try and see how it'll work. But where it is now, when he comes, if he pick up two, that'll make me have to pay him $17.68.
Yeah.
one of them cost $8.84 tax and all.
Yeah.
And if you come pick up two, he's a whole lot easier to pay $8 than to pay $17.
Yeah.
And so he didn't like that so well. I don't know. I thought we'd tried. We get this first paid up, and you know, I owe him two tanks now. That's the only time I ever owed him since he started coming up there. But
you pay him when he comes up there.
Well, I've been paying him just like cash, you know. That's the reason, I guess. Look, seems to me like if he waiting for the other man, he could come up there every time. Well, he would have to come every time. When he come to Hilson, that's what he do bring. He's right on down the road. That's it, drive around down the road and bring mine. But look like me, getting to the place now, he don't care about taking a trip like he think he'd make a drive up there and don't get nothing or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I guess I don't do much like that way of paying for them too, because I mean, when they get empty, and he come pick them up, and you pick up two at a time.
Yeah.
That'll make me owe him two for two of them tanks or cylinders or whatever you call them at one time. When I just before,
yeah.
I just ordered for one at when he come and pick up.
Yeah. Well, now, look here, Coleman, what's you? Now, you see, now I didn't ask Mrs. Guthrie about this.
Yes.
But now, she got to have the money.
Yes.
And if she takes it up there, she got to have it in her pocket.
Yes. Got to have it in her pocket.
Just like you.
Yes.
If the man comes there and brings you a cylinder of gas.
Yes.
You want to take the money out of your pocket and pay him.
Pay him, that's right.
Well, that means you all are taking money around on your person.
Yeah.
And that's why you see people getting afraid to live out by themselves.
That's right.
Now you see, I got a billfold in there, and I haven't got a thing in it.
No, sir.
No, sir. I'll show you my billfold.
Yes, sir. And you know that's something to think about
yes,
too.
Yes, it is, Cole.
Yes, sir.
Especially
yes.
These people who get,
yes,
that's what people are looking
yes,
for.
Yes, that's what they do, and it, yes.
Well, I got a little in it now, but
yes,
generally I don't have much in it.
Yes,
know, sir. You just looked there.
Yes,
sir. Yes,
well,
you know, I'm looking
no,
at it.
What I,
generally I don't have enough to buy $10 of gas.
Yes.
That's right.
I've got, I don't know how come to have that in there now, but
yes.
I've got a little.
Yes, sir.
What does that say? Mostly $1, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir.
Well, I wouldn't get far. What's that? That's five?
Five.
Yeah, now that's all the money I got on me.
Yes.
Sir. Well, you sure don't want to get around that anybody has any money on them.
No, no, that's right, because that's what they're looking for anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, I got this check. Got a check. Got a checkbook in there. And they charge, what did they charge? I forget what it is. It used to be a nickel. It's probably a dime now.
Yes, yes.
They charge a dime for a check.
Yes, sir.
You write a check, whatever it is, $10, $5,
yes.
$2.50. Just sending that check through will cost you a dime.
That's right.
Yes. Well, I got so I'd rather do that than carry money around.
Yes, sir. Well, that is something to think about, too. Now, of course, now, when this man come up there, bring the gas, well, he would mostly be by himself, you know, but still, you know, he could have friends of where he could keep them posted, though.
Or just in general, if people know that you pay, anybody pays cash
yes,
all the time.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right.
Now, these people get a welfare check, they can charge this stuff. Say they can have an account, don't you know, down, like down here at Fredwood's store.
Yes, sir.
And
then when the check comes in, he can cash his check and take it out.
That's right.
Well, that's a help, ain't it?
Yes, it is. That is a help. You know, I had never said give that a thought, you know, that make. Is. Yes, sir. Well, that's what these people want to know if you have a little money on you, you know.
Yeah, that don't take much.
No, sir.
And Miss Guthrie and all people who live out like we are and everybody else.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, now, she probably got more money than you have. I don't know. She probably had right smart money on sometimes.
Might have.
Well, now, where does she keep that, Coleman?
I don't know.
She's got to keep it around there in some drawer or something, hasn't she?
Yes.
It sort of worries us,
yeah.
You know.
Yes,
we wish that people wouldn't do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right. It's got to be kept somewhere.
You got to keep it somewhere.
Yes, sir.
I guess if they come in looking for it, would it, you know? Whether they find it or not, they still could do the damage, couldn't they?
Yes, sir. That's right. They'll try to make you
get
up something somewhere, wouldn't
they? Yeah. They could bash you in the head.
Yes, sir.
Whether they find anything or not.
That's the truth. Well, I just naturally believe. There's lots of them where they do something to, they don't have the money, to, they just think they got it, you know. Well, they done the devil, and then it's too late.
You don't get out and fish. Did you ever do much fishing?
Not too much. You know, around on them, I never go in the lake very much. I don't believe I went out in the lake in boats and wooden three or four times. Like I go around. It's like at the bridge and that place down on the railroad where I stand on the land and see ponds like that. That's the most fishing I've done. I know.
Oh, I think all the good fishermen, they like to go out in boats.
Yes, they love the lake. Yes, sir.
I always rather stand on the bank.
I do myself, yes, sir, because it's kind of, it looks more safer, you know. And so many things happening now. Now, I got a brother-in-law and his sister at horse on her brother. Her husband, he goes on the Lockaloosa Lake, and he loves to go out there in that lake by himself, anywhere he wanted in that boat. And he told me, he said, he can't swim with not one bit. You know, I wouldn't want to risk it, too. And he don't care where he go out there.
Yeah.
It's anywhere he go.
Yeah, now who is that?
His brother-in-law, and his sister's husband. At Hawthorne, his name Amos Harry.
Yeah.
Yes. He just go anywhere he want and any of these lakes, you know, he's not afraid. But
he's not afraid, Tom.
Not a bit.
Goes out by himself?
Yes, he goes out by himself. Sometimes he goes somewhere else. And he went out Sunday, so his boy was at our house Sunday and said his dad was going to fish.
Yeah.
But I don't like it so well going out like that. In fact, I'm not going to fishing since all these accidents and things happening. I know I don't.
Yeah.
If I stand on the land down the Goodis Bridge on the railroad down here, it's what you call the tussle down below my house.
Yeah.
Well, if we'd be on dry land, if I happen to fall down, I'd fall on the dirt.
Yeah, that's right.
It won't be in the water.
I never did get the circumstances of this boy,
George Mitchell.
Yes.
I never did either. I just hear him say a little something about it. But he was over here, and this lake right back of you here.
Yeah.
There's a sink around there in that lake. I reckon you call that Mr. Tractor. See, he was in charge of it back in there.
Yeah.
And because I plowed a little bit over there for Freddie once, and I went, I guess, to the same place that he drowned today. The watermelon mule and these old lilies, horses, they were just a stick in there, and you see no cow using in there, and them things, I guess everybody fall in and and break through them and go under. Well, there wouldn't be no chance of coming back up to chop them.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I tried to get water out of Waterman Mule, and first day I managed to get a little, and the next day I had a dipper, you know, where I cooked mixed syrup, you know, with a long handle to it, like dipped syrup, hot syrup out of the kettle.
Yeah.
And I can't hit long, and I was knocked them things back and dip a little water for the mule. That's
and
why I had the water.
Dip it yourself.
Yes. The mule couldn't get that water. Well, in fact, she wouldn't try to get that. Now, all them things that she would have been eating them, she wouldn't drink no water, you know.
Yeah.
But I just say if that boy fell out, boat out there in that place, and he fell, he just broke right on through that, all that tracks and lilies and things. And got under there, well, see, it wasn't no chance for him to come back. Now, don't take much to keep you up in the water, but you know, if you get under there, you got no, you could, if you can't stand on the ground, you can't come out from under that stuff.
Yeah.
And now, I guess that's what kind of grounded him, so you got strangled, you know, that's a good strangler, right?
Then you get scared.
Yes, sir.
Fight it.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that's what he's done. You know, after he seen he was drowning, and he just got scared, you know. And whooped ground his own self. If anybody had been there with him, I don't imagine they would have been any help to him, I think. You said that place is pretty deep out there. You know, it was a sink. You have been over there, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sink kind of place. You said it's pretty deep. I don't know how deep it is.
Well, I understood, you know, he got home and he fished around all these places.
Yes, sir.
I don't know any good places to fish.
No, sir. Well, I think they was up there. I seen them cross the railroad up there, that place on the railroad below my house. I know it was George Truckman, and this boy was following him in his car. But I seen the car, but I didn't know the boy was home then, and I didn't know who it was. But they went down there just a few days before this thing happened down there, that place. He must not have caught nothing because he didn't go back no more. And
he went right by your house?
Yes, but you know, they crossed the railroad. You know, see that crossing back this way, you know, they went across that crossing and drive down. And drive down just a little further.
Well, they didn't cross over on your side.
Not then. George had been coming over on that side, but he didn't that day. He was on the other side of the railroad. And they went down, they didn't drive. Well, they can't go much further down, just a little bit further on that side.
George used to be a big fisherman, too.
Yes, sir. Well, they've been going down there off and on this year. George and Martha and two, three of them down that river, so going down there. But I hadn't seen none of them since this thing happened. I guess they all kind of gave it up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they got burned out, too, you know.
Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah. A whole lot of bad luck right there together.
Yeah.
Well, then there used to be a lot of good fishing places up and down the lake.
On the dry land.
Uh-huh.
There's a place there, the bridge. Just cross the bridge, right where the fish at that bridge. Just cross the bridge and then you get off the road and turn into the lift there and go right around that little place. There's a good place around there to catch brims and things.
Oh.
Yes, but it wasn't very far from the bridge. It's about far from the big dead road from the day of the Rice house up there.
Oh.
Yes. But it was a good place to catch them too. We used to fish back there way back long time. But them the only fish places I know you could stand on dry land. It's just when I was a boy we used to fish down in there. But I never did fish back there lately. Well, I guess I better.
Oh, you was brought up in this country, wasn't you?
I've been in here all my life. Well, you know, I tell you, Mr. Miles, I was born back over there. Way I could go across that rail, down that railroad and turn off and go there. I could go there in about 3 miles and a half where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Back, if I go back that way, you know, we're on the railroad a piece and turn off and go across back in there. If you know where the old Turner place is, Sam Turner place, you ever heard talk about the crazy hunt started deals back in there. But I live just back 1 mile, well, as Mike said, just a mile and a little bit over from the railroad back east. That's where I was, from the little kind of place.
Is it open back there now?
Fine, south of the door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can
fine.
You get through there?
Yes. Some of them old roads you can travel through there.
Yeah.
Yes. You can drive all through there now and go all the way to Rochester now.
Oh, can
you? Yes. You know where that gate is up there next to Grace's, where that pond is?
Yeah.
Well, you go in that gate. You can go on from there right on through Rochester. Road twist about, you know, country roads, you know, crooked all through.
Oh,
really? You can come out of that road through.
But that's not a public road anymore. It's all private.
Yes.
And nobody, nothing back there.
Nothing.
No houses?
Well, houses back where you get up about 2 miles and a half from Rochester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you not know to go there because it's private. Have to go through a gate.
Yeah, but or you can, they'll let you go. They don't mind you traveling through there. I'm not, I think the most time they'd be kind of, well, it's not a particular then. And the hunting season, they're not a particular then because, you know, they let everybody go in there.
Yeah.
But the gates are open now, but you have to close the gates now because now you take that path of there. Marvin and them had this path to run on both sides of the railroad. They didn't want to fence that place on down from the Gracie, on down to the bridge there on both sides of the road.
Well,
he didn't give up the one. But on the north side of the road. And this young fellow what got place of that by Marvin Hogan, he's leased to that pastor.
Yeah.
And he goes back now this young boy got that place right there. His granddad's place is up there about 2 miles, I guess, from Rochester back south of Rochester.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got that pastor up for his granddaddy's place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now, your family, Coleman, who's left in your family?
The people in my family? Well, just a few scattered. Now, if anywhere outside where you few at Almond, two or three at Almond all day out, and just my sisters and brothers. I have no brothers now living. One sister up here in Queen Anne, Gainesville. You know where on Miss Pull place. He lived in a little stone house just back this way where they're building another house back over. That's where she lived at. And the other one was sisters in Palm Beach. Just three of us, sisters and brothers. Ten folks got two at Rochelle. Some scattered around. It was a big family of Coleman, but
uh-huh.
Got on kind of small now.
They scattered, man.
Scattered, then the big majority of them now is dead out now.
Yeah.
Yes, and these what living is scattered. Now, really, I got some ten folks at Crescent City. They were. Would be first cousins to me, but I wouldn't know them. I had never seen them.
Yeah.
And I have been.
Oh, really?
No, I've never seen them. It's my daddy's brother, because he was his half brother, still got his brother at home.
Yeah.
And he had some children there. What did they say? Five or six of them around there. And then I had some more there. And all them, I guess, they are. But them that I ain't never seen, I don't know more about them anyway.
Well, is your sister in pretty good shape?
Yes, that's the youngest one up here. Now, this one in Palm Beach, she's older than I am. Mm-hmm. Both of them, I think, healthy pretty fair, I guess.
Well,
this is the youngest one up here.
Yeah.
Baby child.
Do you all visit around and everything?
Yes, sir. Of course, I don't go to Palm Beach, but Wilson and McCaskey is often like he'd be out home just about every week. Or every other week or something like that. Sometimes you don't get there every week, but you don't be no later in the next week.
Yeah. What does she drive around in?
Yeah, she got a ship. She had a ship. What is I didn't come down this far with the name of it.
But she has to keep a car going.
Yes.
Yeah. Who she live with over there?
Her husband died. She lives by herself.
Oh, does she?
Yes. I don't like that so well for living by herself, but she lives by herself. It's been long, all right, so far, but you know, you can't never tell about me.
No.
Just like you mentioned just now about the people paying them bills, you know, and people that have the idea that you have a little money on you, and sometimes they might miss it, you know, you might not have none at that time, but they'll have that in mind anyway.
Yeah.
And they'll come looking for it.
Well,
that's when we knocked the old dog around there. That dog what you gave me, she's pretty smart, the yard dog now.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes, sir.
How does she do?
So she'll meet him at the gate now. And
speak to him?
Yes, sir. This here white, well, we live down there at Mr. Gargan and Taylor's, John. Come over and make news. He come back one day and he come out on the end. But she was easy to listen at you.
Uh-huh.
You speak to her, she'll stop right then.
Uh-huh.
But she hadn't got close enough to him, her nose was almost touching his thigh. And the way she's acting like she's going to catch him.
Yeah.
Yes. And she didn't make a whole lot. She balked all right at first. And she went out on up to him. But he come right on in. But that's the way I think you have. I told him since that when they come there, not to come right on in. Wait till I speak to her. After that, she won't bother you. She'll let you come in and she won't pay no attention to you.
And after you speak.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh,
yes.
I know.
And but I believe.
That's smart.
Yes. If you anybody, because now it might be some people can much better and come on in, but anybody come there and just walk right on in, you know, and not. I got in my mind that she was better.
Well, that's lucky, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
You're glad you didn't get rid of her now?
I sure is. Yes, I'm sure is glad of it. I wouldn't want to get rid of her now. I think much I'd buy my breakfast and dinner with her, and if we have to go hungry, both of us go hungry.
Find out.
Yes, ma'am.
She's
in good shape now, too. I got a pet now. You know, after she found them, she wouldn't bark at them before. After she found the first puppy, some puppies.
Yeah.
And she started right from there.
Oh, did she?
Yes, ma'am. She started right from there.
Yeah.
That's been that. She kind of satisfied that as a dog. Cause now, this is a dog. I don't know whether you've seen him or not. He's a char dog.
Yeah.
He comes, I don't know, somebody brought him there and turned him loose, and he come up there to the house.
Yeah.
Well, he loves to follow. Now, if I tied him before I left that just now. If I had to tie him, he decided to follow me right on here. He won't follow that truck anywhere it goes.
Oh, he does.
Yes. But this dog, what you give me, but you see that. He brought her off one time, and so I stopped that. I've been tying him, and I tie him and the other one to stay there.
Is that right?
Yes.
But both of them smart dogs.
Smart dogs, yes. Yes, sir. That's one thing that makes me feel a little bit safe. I tell you the truth, you know, they'll keep anybody that comes until I can get my shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yes.
makes
yeah.
it
safe. Yes, sir. Because by the time they get an ass, and this dog you gave me, most everybody was scared of her, just the looks of her, you know.
Just the looks of her.
Yeah, just the looks of her scared a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It scared me too.
I guess so. But she really gonna make a good dog. I told Annie at first, I said, she don't bark much now, but that dog probably will make a good dog. I told her that when he first got her. Because we had a bulldog that way when we first got him, first was raising him from a puppy. And he was a year and a half to 2 years old before he was any good. And it made one of the best.
Channel 2, right, the end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2, right, the end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2, right, the end of Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971.